Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I don't want to give this today. Frankly, I don't. It's tough. It's tough, even for me. Topic is new information, Death Certificate of America. Now, I'm going to be talking a lot through this and explaining, giving you some comments, so I'm going to arrange to put the text in the comment section below so you can download the text so you can have it. Also, let me start with a disclaimer. I almost never accept, quote, words of the Lord where people say, oh, the Lord spoke to me, garbage. No, I almost never accept them. Just too much flesh in them. Also, I need to say some things, okay? The information that I put on Prophecy Club has passed the, quote, smell test, or in my case, the yawn anointing test. And here's what happened with this, okay? I didn't want to put this on. I started working on a whole other talk of the PowerPoint, and I just kept yawning and yawning. No, that's not what he wants me. And I was fighting it. I mean, there was many yawns. So, all right, fine. I just deleted it. So what do you want? And I was led to put this out. I believe it's of God. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's talking about from Vicki Parnell, and yes, I have got your emails where people say, I don't believe she's hearing, and a lot of other bad stuff. They don't believe about her. Matter of fact, there's now a guy that's got a whole channel out there that's all he does is attack her. Just because I put someone on the Prophecy Club does not necessarily mean that I believe everything else from that person is of God. So here's what happened. Oh, he put on Vicki Parnell. Let's go see what else she said. Oh, hey, he put on Brandon Biggs. What else did he say? And so they go out and they look up other things that that person has said. And they find some things that are not of God. They find some things they don't like. And then they come back and complain to me. Look it. If I didn't put it on Prophecy Club, there's a reason I didn't put it on Prophecy Club. Now, maybe it is from God. Most of the time, it's because I don't believe it's of God, okay? So, I can't tell you not to go and look up other things from people I put on Prophecy Club. All I can say is, if you find something over there that's not right, okay, so then that brings down to the big question at the very bottom. Can it be that a person sometimes has something not from God, and then sometimes they do? Well, like a good friend of mine said, even a blind hog roots up in ear of corn every once in a while. So, and Leslie and I will both tell you, I have given over 5,000 personal prophecies. So was Leslie. I've stood in a line of total strangers, recording it, handing them the audio tape after I was done, and I can tell you that some of them were not from God. I did my best to try to bring them of God. And if you ask Leslie, she'll tell you she's had some that were not of God, though I don't know what they are. I mean, everyone, I see people come up to her still today, and they'll say, oh, man, what'd you prophesy 5 years ago, 10 years ago? It came to pass. Let me tell you all about it. Okay, so I can't say everything is of God that's on Prophecy Club. Wish I could. No one can. But I also can say that if it's on there, at least it's passed the smell test. I believe it to be of God. Now, specifically, some of the other messages that people put out are not from God. And if you can go to that person and hear those other messages, you probably will find some that are not of God. But all I'm trying to say is this particular message, I believe, is of God. And I'll tell you why as we go through this. I'm going to explain some things. Now, who am I to be interpreting Bible prophecy? Who am I to say this is of God, not of God? All right, well, let me give you a little of my background, why I think I've earned the right to interpret whether this is God, this is not of God, okay? So I've had 160 guest speakers on Bible prophecy, making 330 2.5-hour recordings. I personally have made 37 2.5-hour recordings. And as you've heard me say, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. Since then, I've written 4 books, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, Miss the Mark, Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, and How Pre-Trib One, which, of course, you can get them at prophecyclub.com. Now, let me get started to this. I think it's of God. 7/26/2024, Vicki Goforth Parnell. I see the angel Gabriel standing before me in full gold, shiny, holy armor. Radiates with the glory of heaven. He has his left hand on the hilt of his sword as he has just seized it. There are 4 angels with him, all dressed in shiny holy armor. Daughter of Zion, I bring you a message from heaven's court. I'm listening, Gabriel. He turns the 4 angels behind with a golden, intricately carved archer bows and nods his head. They immediately vanish from the room. Now, let me just say something. I've seen this. I've seen where people are lying when they say that they had an angel visitor. They are lying. I've seen it. They don't live long. You put out this kind of a lie in the name of the Lord like this, I fear for your life. God is not kidding, especially on one I'm about to read here today. If she's lying, this is the best lie I've ever seen. And I might add, this is one of the scariest. Most emotional messages I've ever had to put out. I've kind of argued with the Lord. I didn't want to put this out. And if I can make it through without crying, I will be doing very good. It's emotional. This one got my heart. It got my heart. And I think it's going to get your heart. And that's the reason I put the text down below today, because I gotta talk and cry through this thing. Daughter of faith and of Zion, the time has come to make another official announcement from the courts of heaven. Will you deliver it? I will, Gabriel, if Jesus will help me. Where did the other angels go? They have been sent to scout the area, any random enemy. You are well protected and hidden here, as it had enraged the enemy's forces because they still cannot locate you, though they have utilized all their demon scouts, networking electronics, and technology they have. The great God of all the Almighty, I am, has commanded that you be hidden. So shall it be. He opens a tube which was on his belt. The tube is white with a red string on one end. He quickly opens the latch, and I heard a small whoosh of air coming out of it. He pulls out a thin roll of paper sealed closed. The seal is dark green. He breaks it. There is more than one sheet of paper or parchment. The paper appears to be golden tan. Gabriel looked at me. Yes, Gabriel, I'm ready. Gabriel begins to read. Hear ye, inhabitants of the earth, of this earth, this world, the righteous creator and judge. The Almighty Creator Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah God, has spoken. Hear the word of the Lord. Let me back up. Hear the word from your God and his Son. Lord and ruler of all, Savior and King, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the world's Messiah. Your sins were weighed. Okay, that's straight out of Daniel. Okay, your sins are weighed and found wanting in the balance. Faith weighed in the balance is found wanting. Same thing happened to Babylon before they were destroyed. Your sins were weighed. You were warned. Your case was heard. You were warned. Your verdict of guilty was determined. You were warned, meaning as in again and again and again and again. You were called to repent and turn back to your God and Creator through His Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb for your sins. Few have complied. Those that have are drawing closer to their God through the Lamb of God, His Son. You are to watch for your time of departure, which shall occur during the ending and beginning of a new day. Now, what's that? Well, we know there's a new day coming when we move from time to eternity. But we also know that there's another new day coming to America, so says Chris Reed, in January. A new birth is coming. Is that what it's talking about? Let's go on. A day which only the Holy Creator and Almighty I Am knows of. When it is to occur, Even though the season of its time has been revealed to many of the Lamb's holy children made righteous in him. In this verdict of guilty upon your world of ungodly and adulterous nations, one fifth has riven above them, all in its lewd debauchery. Maybe I'll read that again, because maybe it is filth. One fifth has riven. To me, it makes more sense if it's fifth. I'll read it again. One fifth has risen above them, all in its lewd debauchery, callous lifestyles of chasing after pleasures for self, but also for the heinous acts of the murder of the innocent, that would be the abortions, okay, the capturing and selling of souls, that would be little children and women, and also men too. I mean, the adultery, the filth, the capturing children. You just heard me interview J.J. Carell on the program the other, a week ago, and he said, I can assure you that children are stood like on an auction block, except for it's on the internet. And he said, and people buy them around the world, and they're sold into slavery and sex slavery. And, of course, not just girls, but also boys are basically sex toys for the rest of their life. And what do you think is the nation that's doing that? You see, we have more sex trafficking, drugs, fentanyl, all of that coming into our nation. And of course, we say, well, we need more people guarding the border. No, if it wasn't being bought, then it wouldn't be coming into our nation. We are the nation that's consuming the drugs, consuming the rape of children. We are the filthy rich nation that through our filth is corrupting the rest of the world, just like Revelation 18 says. Now let's go on. All in its lewd debauchery, callous lifestyles of chasing after pleasures for self, but also for the heinous acts of the murder of the innocent, the capturing and selling of souls, the adopting of the ungodly, unholy, evil ways of the fallen angels, who no longer worship or acknowledge Jehovah God, the supreme of all, and his holy Son and righteous judge, Jesus Christ, as their God, Savior, and Lord. This nation is Babylon, once known as America in the history books of your world, who no longer worship or acknowledge Jehovah God and the supreme of all, and his holy Son and righteous judge, Jesus Christ, as their God, Savior, and Lord repeatedly. It talks about Father God and Jesus Christ being one. This nation is Babylon. Once known as America in the history books of your world, this is the official announcement that judgment's hand is set and will not be stopped. For those folks who've been listening to Prophecy Club for many years, you know that countless times I have came on here and brought word, I mean, like from Marie Scalar, that it was delayed, it was delayed, it was delayed, it was delayed. But now we're not hearing any words saying it's delayed. Now we are hearing no more delay. The judgment has been set. Let's go on. It shall continue pouring down upon your world, increasing until it reaches the Lamb's white hot wrath. Now, I thought that was a good way of describing it, because the morning star is like a laser, a light sword, which is white. So I thought that's a good way of describing his wrath. Until it reaches the Lamb's white hot wrath, the great day of the Lord written about in the Holy Word. Look, you can tell somebody did not write this up. This is not cooked up. This is official from the throne. The great day of the Lord written about in the Holy, and I don't care what Vicky may have written that other people have found wrong. Irrelevant. This is of God, and I'll stand behind it saying, this is God. Lines up with everything I've been 40 years talking about. The great day of the Lord, written about in the Holy Word of God, also known by some as the Scriptures of Truth. Hear ye now, O world and inhabitants. Hear ye now, O world and inhabitants above and under the firmament of heaven, land, and waters. This is the official announcement of the demise of the horrible and evil nation of Babylon. She is being divided inside by her people within. We know that. We know that. And shall be ripped into pieces, divided in its physical land. How many times he told us that? Great Lakes going to open up all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. What, 14 different people say that? And I keep saying it, but it's like, okay, people aren't listening. When I see other people that have 400,000, 500,000 subscribers, some of them even up to a million subscribers, and I look at what they're saying, I look at who they are, and I think, I don't even understand. I don't know. I cannot explain why we have 12,000, 60,000. We ought to be up around a million, at least. They're not listening. They don't like me. They don't like my word. I don't know. But they're going to regret not hearing this. And by the way, you're responsible to forward it out. One of these days, people are going to come to you and say, oh, you knew this? I knew it. Well, then why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you warn me? Read Ezekiel 33:6. If you don't warn them, their blood is on your head. You will give an account. That's not Stan saying it. That's the word of God. Ezekiel 33:6. Go read it. If you don't pass this on, it's bad for you. Let me go on. Enough of that. I don't like this. This is a civil war that has already begun inside Babylon's walls. We know that too. Of people against people. It's Americans against Americans. It's Dems against the Republicans. It's blacks against the white. Okay? There are places where I dare not wear my Make America Great Again hat for being beaten. Of people against people. State against state's government. States and people warring against one another. I present to you this official document, daughter of faith, from heaven's courts. Please sign it as official witness and representative of heaven's court, as well as a daughter of the earth, and one born inside the land walls of Babylon, once called America. Okay, this real serious. Gabriel pulls a sheet of paper from behind the one he is reading, and he hands it to me. As I take it, his hand, he also hands me a long, slim, golden reed-shaped stick. On one end is a sharp point. It's some kind of writing instrument. It's delicate and looks like it's made of gold. The paper reads, Death Certificate. Oh no, Gabriel, daughter of Zion. Please read the document and sign in the space that says, Official Witness. Then I see my full name. Daughter of faith, it is written. Gabriel, this is a death certificate for Babylon. But it also has America and the United States listed as other names she has once been known by. That is to ensure the document stands officially in all realms and in eternity. And it says, now here's what it says. Upon this day of receipt, Babylon begins taking its last breaths of life. I don't like this. I don't want to see this. I want to see my nation repent. Upon this day of receipt, Babylon begins taking its last breaths of life. Her life is being terminated for all the crimes created against mankind. But we're guilty. Against themselves, in the defiling of their bodies, homosexuals, transgenders, okay? Against their bodies and hearts for the capturing, torturing, and murder of the innocent. That's not just the newborns or the unborns. That's also these little children coming across the border. And they're raped just repeatedly. All they are is little sex toys. They don't even bother teaching them to read, write, and arithmetic, okay? Murder of the innocent, both young and old, for the practicing of witchcraft, divination, idol worship, and their sins, outweigh those of many nations combined. mercy was given, grace was given, time was given for all to repent and mend their ways. Babylon, though, has only sunk further and further into a degradation and debauchery of sin. This is the notice of her impending death. Her head of power will be severed, her heart removed, her people divided, her land divided, bombed, invaded, encased with famine, plagues, illnesses. We've been talking about this. Just people won't listen. Look, at if people, I heard that, like Brandon Biggs, good for him, by the way, when he mentioned that a bullet had flown by the right ear of Trump, and he said he saw his ear bloody. He thought it was that his eardrum burst, but he didn't know. He just saw blood coming out of his ear. He didn't know it was at the bullet actually at his ear. But when he put that out, and then it actually happened, he had about 100,000 subscribers. Boom. Now he's already up to 300,000 subscribers, like in a week. Well, I'm happy for him. What I want to know is, why aren't people listening to other things like this that we're putting out? Her home shall go to her enemies, her people hunted. Her people shall lie dying in the streets. No food shall be available. At the appointed time, after the risen Lamb with his heavenly host, 144,000 and two witnesses reach all they can inside her walls, and the second exodus is complete from her walls. Now, let me just say, I never thought to call it the second exodus, but as I've said, remember the Lord? The Lord gave me a dream, actually did a vision. I saw a plane, and the stair was only about that high, and I saw people in line climbing up the stairs. And a voice spoke to me, said, two men will get on a plane with the virus. Before the plane can land, everyone on board will be dead. This will be the beginning of the end of public air transportation. And I said, what? And the voice rebuked me. It said, you weren't listening. I said, two people will get on a plane with a virus. Before the plane can land, everyone on board will be dead. This will be the beginning of the end of public air transportation. For a lot of years, I couldn't figure out why I was told that. But now I understand, because he's put in my heart to buy an airline and to fly Christians and Jews, not just from America, but from around the world to Israel. And he's showed me a plot of land. Maurice Scholar didn't even know about this. He told me where it was. A plot of land to ask Israel for, so that I can be a part of this. And I won't be the only one. But the oil in Israel, yes, it is to help build up Israel's military, but it's also to buy an airline and fly Christians and Jews to Israel from around the world, the second exodus. Now, let me read that again. At the appointed time, after the risen Lamb, with his heavenly host, 144,000, and two witnesses reach all they can inside America's walls, and the second exodus is complete from her walls, her death shall be finalized by drowning. In other words, I can show you the scriptures in Jeremiah 50:51, where the waters will cover her, sinking into the waters, finalized by drowning, sinking into the waters, seas of the deep to rise no more. Thus, this is the official notice of death for Babylon, the harlot, the unfaithful land that forgot her God to pursue her adulterous lovers of both land and fallen angels. Now, the thought occurred to me, I wonder if Israel got handed one of these. No, Israel never did, because Israel has an everlasting covenant. As long as there are sun, moon, and stars, there will be in Israel. But America doesn't have that everlasting covenant. And what this is saying is, our time is done. It's set. Now, in my opinion, all of this lines up with everything I know and understand about Bible prophecy. Let's go on, though. Daughter of Zion, you are shaking. Peace be unto you. Tears filled my eyes. Daughter of Zion, why are you crying when you know more than most of the evil hearts and doings in your nation of America, known as Babylon, to heaven's courts? Oh, Gabriel, I feel the same way. I think you do too. Oh, Gabriel, it's for all my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ who have to endure all of this, daughter of Zion. It will be. it will have been by your own choice to be here. Because the risen Lamb Jesus Christ and the Holy God Almighty and of everlasting power has warned all repeatedly. Now I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that soon I will get the money drilled well in Israel. Soon I will be over there. I will hit oil. Not a joke. Not kidding. Not trying to be braggadocious. Okay? It's a fact. And when I do, I'm going to be all over all of the Christians that will hear, inviting them to go to Israel. And by the time this very last thing hits, if a person hasn't made plans to get out of America, what it's saying is it's going to be your own fault. Okay, let's go on. You're right, Gabriel. I will sign this document, this death certificate, as official witness. And I do it in love. Lead in my lovely Jesus Christ's name. Led in my lovely Jesus Christ's name. The golden writing pen appears to write liquid gold, but my writing is smooth. My name is clear. I looked at the document one last time. I know it won't be long now because these things have already been occurring here in America. Her heart, her money, is already failing. Gabriel took the signed death certificate for Babylon America. Then Gabriel took the gold reed writing pen and signed a spot opposite where I had signed. He let me see him sign it. Gabriel placed the pen back behind the other paper, then lifts his head towards the heavens, saying, "It is done. Lord God Almighty of all ages and creator of all." Then he looked at the death certificate, saying, "Babylon, her days have now become numbered without any changeable date and is in accordance with the end time timeline created by the majestic creator of all, Jehovah God, upon creation of the world and earth and all its firmament, being the heaven, yet also the base of man's world called the earth." He takes a small horn-shaped trumpet of shofar hanging from his right side and blows one long, solemn blast. Then he reattaches it to his belt, rolls the death certificate together. "Gabriel, do I need a copy of the death certificate we signed for Babylon for America?" "No. Once it's signed and recorded in heaven's court, all notices will go out also to the kingdom of darkness and to Lucifer and Antichrist directly. They will know that the command has been given for your nation's demise." He hooked the container with the death certificate to his side. "Daughter of Zion, you know it's not long before the blows begin coming quicker for your nation. I am to remind you as holy witnesses of God, though you will aid in the second exodus from time to time here in Babylon. Your full focus is your assignment in Israel. You have been allowed to still sound off warnings for this evil nation because the risen Lamb still has faithful children here. I know. For this, I'm grateful. Now I must go." The four other angels reappeared beside him. He nodded his head at me, and they were gone. Simple as that. So, I would suggest, first, you need to ask Jesus to forgive your sins. You need to start talking to people that are uncomfortable to talk to. People you don't want to talk to. Maybe they're atheists. Maybe they're druggies. I don't know. But it's the time for, "Well, I don't want to lose them as a friend, so I don't want to talk to them," that time's gone. We're out of time. If you're going to get them into eternity, you better start working toward it. Better make certain your life, the spots on the clothes of your soul, are clean. You need to get ready. I think that you don't want to lose your life savings. You're about to need it. So I would suggest you call 800-200-GOLD, get your IRA, your 401k into gold or silver. 800-200-GOLD. You also need to get some food. Joseph Kitchen, in my opinion, it's God's famine food. That's what it is. Wheat. It's God's famine food. And yeah, you can get wheat other places, but the wheat you get might not make loaves of bread. And it might come in a paper sack, and it's not any good in a few months. But when you go to Joseph Kitchen, it arrives in a pail, and it's good for years. JosephKitchen.com. Also, and that has an S in it, JosephsKitchen.com. Also, We know that suitcase nuke's going to hit, my opinion. It appears that they're going to hit, I will say, probably by the end of 25. That's just a guess. God has not told me. But when they hit, if you have one of these on your car, one on your house, and you can go to empshield.com, put in promo code PROPHECYYES, it helps your prophecy club, but it gets you a $50 discount. You put one of those in your car, in your house, and the plan is that this thing is going to stop the EMP pulse from frying all your computer chips. And if your car starts when no one else does, you're in a position to help a lot of people. And those that may, I think it's Daniel 12:4, those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. So the whole point of this is to win souls. Get your personal house in order, your spiritual house in order, you're ready to win a lot of souls.